This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monks. Organizers in Dayton are celebrating the imminent opening of Gem City Market, a new cooperative grocery store in one of the city's lower-income communities. That market came about in part using a playbook developed here in Cincinnati by cooperative business incubator Co-op Cincy. That group, which works to foster worker-owned businesses, has launched a number of enterprises. But its efforts to build a market here have run into roadblocks around financing and location. So we're going to talk about both of those. Joining Cincinnati Edition to talk about Dayton's new co-op grocery and cooperative more broadly are Gem City Market President Amaha Selassie. Amaha, welcome to Cincinnati Edition.
Greetings. Welcome. Thank you very much for having me.
Indeed. And Co-op Cincy Executive Director Kristen Barker. Kristen, thank you for being with us.
Really happy.
All right, we'll try to make sure that we improve that connection with Kristen. Let me just double check here. Kristen, just so for the purpose of our conversation, would you help us understand what a cooperative grocery store is?
Yeah, sure. What a co-op is in general, it's when a group of people come together with a shared goal in mind to meet a community need of some kind. And if you think about it just kind of more simply, perhaps, if we're talking about a business, it's a business that is owned by its members, it's controlled by its members, and it benefits its members.
So
those members can be a variety of different kinds. Co-op Dayton and Co-op Cincy focus a ton on workers being the members. And in the case of Gem City Market and Apple Street, it's workers and community owners, so consumers, people that are coming into the grocery store. So in both of those cases, we call that a multi-stakeholder co-op, and it means that both the community owners or the consumers, as well as the workers, own the grocery store, control it, and they also benefit from it.
Let's bring in Amaha here to talk specifically about Gem City. So when we think about grocery shopping, generally it's a large company with a location ideally close to our neighborhood. So we know what that experience is like grocery shopping. What will it be like shopping at Gem City Market?
Yeah, I think the experience will be very, very similar, right? Because anybody can shop there, and there's, you know, members that will have an extra discount. But I think what is unique is knowing that, like, we did this together, you know, that the community came together for a lot of years and we co-created. We have the market based on our self-determination. And so now, like, everybody's seeing a lot like this is our market, you know, and how are we going to shop? You know, we have a community room. So how are we going to hold our meetings and continue community organizing? And we got a health clinic, right? And so we have a special for moms on Tuesdays for lactation services. And then we also have a teaching kitchen as well, right? And so within it, like, how are we building this third space? So I think the sense of community will be greater than it like a Kroger's or something like that. But as far as like the shopping experience, it'll be very similar.
Well, tell us about the community specifically in Dayton where we will find the Gem City Market and why it's important that it's there.
Sure. So the area that we are in has been underdeveloped, right, through the process of redlining. And so it has about 98% African American compared to the east side, which has about 94% white. And so that area has been like highly disinvested through redlining. And so there's 40,000 residents on the west side, African-American, and no grocery store. And so we needed a store so that we could help with improve the health of the community, right? And could we feel that, you know, access to food is a basic human right. And so we came together, we organized, we developed our mission statement, everything together to how to provide access to fresh fruits and vegetables in an area that sometimes people say food deserts, but we like to say food apartheid, because we want to acknowledge the structural mechanism that was involved in the process of underdeveloping the community. And that's important to us because if we know it was a human mechanism, a human imagination, then we can reimagine it, right? And that's what gives hope in the communities, when the community knows that we have the power to change our lived environment. We have the power to determine what things look around us and how we, you know, build that collective vision of what we want to work, live, and play in, and leverage our resources to make it happen.
We're talking with Gem City Market President Amaha Selassie and Co-op Cincy Executive Director Kristen Barker. So Amaha, we said that the opening of Gem City Market is imminent. Do you have an opening date announced?
We do not have an opening date. You know, like I've been thinking about like if we had some kind of jar to put but we're very close. You know what I mean? We're very close, a couple weeks away. You know, like right now, we're finishing up some of the requirements to make sure, you know, we're going to be WIC accessible. We're going to have produce perks so that, you know, for every dollar that you buy in produce, you'll get another dollar for free if you're in some kind of governmental assistance. And so we want to make sure we have all the programs up and running. We couldn't do that until we pass our health inspection. So it's just phases to get it open. But we're very close. We got 90% of our employees hired. We got a lot of things on the shelves. And so, yeah, it's imminent.
Kristen, we heard you reference Apple Street, and that's the effort to create a similar market in Cincinnati. Tell us about Apple Street and why we're not shopping there yet.
Yeah, I would say that we're extremely excited and inspired that Gem City is coming to life. You know, in just a few weeks, we'll be able to go up there. And like you mentioned at the top of the segment, it really is, you know, they got inspired by Apple Street, right? And we're able to utilize, we were excited to be able to support them with our business plan and help them with technical assistance as they were getting started. So we can celebrate that. But locally, it is pretty, I would say it's one of the heartbreaking stories for co-ops. Because we have thousands of volunteers and community owners working to make this a reality, but there's been a series of setbacks. So, you know, Co-op Cincy has a lot of inspiring stories, but Apple Street is one that's tough. As you also mentioned at the beginning of this segment, Apple Street really has the location blues. Location and grocery is super important in order to be financially. This is a really tough industry to be financially viable. So location matters a ton. And Apple Street, through a series of situations, lost its location in 2019. And what's tough about that, I mean, so good news, bad news, right? So the good news is Apple Street helped secure that location for the community of Northside, and the Neighborhood Development Corporation is now turning it into very desperately needed low-income housing for LGBTQ seniors. So at least that's an awesome resource for Northside. But the bummer is that after doing a ton of work through market studies, there's really only two available sites in Northside and South Cumminsville that can be financially viable for the grocery store. And both of those sites are owned by private developers. So the pathway forward in those neighborhoods is really dicey at the moment. So we're not sure what's going to happen there, and lots of efforts are underway. But that, I mean, I guess in a nutshell, is the challenge with Apple Street.
But in spite of the fact that Apple Street is not in operations yet, you still hope that it will be soon. And you do have this playbook that you've created for how it will operate when that day arises. So talk about how the relationship was developed in Dayton for Gem City to kind of follow what you have created, at least in your minds here and on paper a little bit. Do we still have Kristen?
Well, I'd also say that while Apple Street hasn't yet come to life and its future is certain, I mean, Co-op Cincy has 8 other co-ops that are functioning here. So, you know, if people want to get fresh local food through our Harvest, which is a farmer, I think they were on our program recently, but it's a farm and food hub, or, you know, get solar or insulation or home care or cleaning or childcare or compost, you know, all these things are available through a cooperative network that we've helped support. And there are many that are in process, but the relationship with Gem City, Amaha, do you want to talk about that? And
yeah,
I can follow up after you.
Yeah, I mean, we've been sister organizations from our founding, right? Because we borrowed a lot. And I like to say that, you know, we learned through their process, you know, so like whether it was our business plan or, you know, helping us with our board structure and different things, you know, like we kept relying and calling upon Co-op Cincy, and we adjusted things to make them Dayton specific. Right. But like they helped us, you know, a lot. And that's a principle of co-ops, right? This notion of mutual aid, you know, like how we help each other, how we learn from each other, you know, learn from our mistakes, learn from our triumphs, right? And that, like, how we continue to, you know, to work together, you know, as you know, various communities.
So how does it work? Where does the food come from? How do you, as president of the organization, ensure that you have supplies on the shelves?
Okay. Well, so I'm president of the board, but then we actually just hired, it's been about 6 months now. We hired a general manager, Liam Behind Harris, and she handles all the day-to-day operations. But basically, you know, we have suppliers that we get our food from, including developing a relationship with Our Harvest up in Cincinnati. And, you know, our goal is to get 20% local. And we even have designations. So we have a West Side local. So that's, you know, produce or other things that are coming directly from the West Side, because we want to know, like, where our Black dollar is going, you know, so we can, build more of a solidarity economy. But then also we have a regional, the Miami Valley, and then we have a statewide local. You know, and so our goal is to be 20% local, but then we have a supplier, AWG, right now, that we'll also be getting some of our supplies from.
Okay, and talk a little bit more about the neighborhood. You described the economics and the social situations of your neighborhood, but what has the neighborhood's response been to the arrival of Gem City Market?
You know, it's been overwhelmingly like joy and hope. Like people have been taking some tours and people are crying. People, you know, because right now you got to take two buses to get to a grocery store, you know, which is about 3 hours, you know. So the stress of either taking multiple trips per week to feed your family or bringing multiple people with you. And this sense of hope, right? That like, I can't explain it, but like I'm fully persuaded that change is possible through this process. And that when you see the eyes in the community, it's like, yeah, yo, we did this together, you know, like we built power with, not power over, you know. And so the community can see their fingerprint on the market, you know, from architectural designs to all kinds of things. And so it's inspiring us to see like what else can we do. You know, and there's other projects that are emerging and different things that's come off of it, you know. So the community's excited. We have at last time I checked, about 3,900 members, the community's excited to shop and to experience it. And you know, we're being a third space too, right? So like how we can build deeper connections in the community, because we know that community transformation is based upon the strength of our connections and the depth of those relationships.
We're talking with Gem City Market President Amaha Selassie and Co-op Cincy Executive Director Kristen Barker. Kristen, when people experience a co-op market for the first time, do you have any research or feedback from them that indicates that it's a positive experience? Like this is something that people might do more if they had more access to such opportunities?
Oh, yeah. There's a ton of research, and Amaha might be even better able to speak to it, but there's all kinds of co-op groceries around the United States. They are typically owned by their consumers and customers and not their workers. So that's what's kind of awesome about Gem City Market and Apple Street and some other examples. When it's owned by the workers, the people that rely on it in a particular way, you know that they will be giving it their all, right? So working to make this such an incredible experience, when the consumers and community feel such a part of it, as Amaha described, you just have all things working together in a really beautiful way. And it's actually similar to what both Co-op Dayton and Co-op Cincy are based on, which is kind of this bigger vision that we're really about. Like Amaha says, what more can we do? You know, let's see, look, we can make this happen, so much as possible. And what I'd want to say is that we're both based on this proven example of completely moving the dial on intractable issues like poverty and inequality. We're based on a true model out of the Basque region of Spain, where they actually got rid of unemployment, got rid of poverty and reduced inequality. It's been an example called Mondragon for the last 60 years they've been at it, more than that actually. And they have a worker and community-owned grocery store chain that has over 40,000 workers and over 400,000 community owners. They have just, I mean, it's just amazing, I think, what's possible because they have their own bank, they have their own university, they have all this advanced manufacturing, and this is the vision that both Co-op Dayton and Co-op Cincy and others are working to bring to life here in the United States. Actually, they're going to be coming, people from Mondragon to Cincinnati. They come every 2 years to a big event we have called the Union Co-op Symposium that'll be happening this November. So we get a chance to learn directly, but there's just a lot of cool stuff happening in our city and beyond.
All right, before we let you run, Amaha, just to tie our previous segment into this one, do you expect that the market will sell any cicada dishes?
You know what? that hasn't been on our menu yet, but after hearing them, you know, like all things are possible, right?
That's Gem City Market President Amaha Selassie and Co-op Cincy Executive Director Kristen Barker. Thanks to both of you for spending some time with us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And you've been listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU, where our producer is Selena Reeder. Our assistant producer is Nick Swartzel. Our technical director is Josh Elstro. And I'm Michael Monks. We'll talk again tomorrow.